Looking at the students that we've had so far, it's not farmers, it's more people who have just bought a little bit of land and they just want a few sheep.
They want to supply their own meat for their family for the year. If they'll have ewes, they'll lamb them, they'll fatten the lambs up, take them to the abattoir, they'll bring their lamb back onto the course and they can cut it up there. They've got their meat to go in the freezer for their own consumption. They know where it's come from, they know how it's been treated.
The feedback after lambing live was amazing, and from people who live in cities who genuinely did not know where the meat was coming from, how the food was produced. And a lot of people said after lambing live, we're definitely going to buy local, we're definitely going to buy British.
Understanding that many of their students have come from urban backgrounds and have never experienced the practicalities of farming, Kate and Jim have moderated some traditional teaching techniques.
We're building this lambing simulator. They use dead lambs in lambing simulators, and it's always been tradition, it's the way it's been done, and we didn't want to do that. So I ordered a puppet lamb that's life-size, has the right sort of joints and the feet in the right place, and we use that. I think it would be a bit hard for somebody coming on who hasn't done it before to stick them in the classroom and they've got to put their hand in a simulator and feel a dead slimy lamb. It just wouldn't work. So the idea is then they come into the sheep shed and try it out for real.
Opening the country school has also given the Bevans an excuse to dust off the farm's 17th century cider press.
Cider hasn't been made here since 1959, so we decided we'd make some cider. We're running cider and orchard days. The idea was that we'd have loads of cider left for people to sample, but Jim has acquired a bit of a taste of this, and this is starting to evaporate a bit. So it's very, very traditional. We don't use sugar, we don't use yeast, it is just apple juice, which used to be the currency in farming. Speaking of which, here's the cider master himself. I was just explaining, Jim, that we started off with 150 gallons, and where's it going?
It's evaporating. Why buy it when you can make it like that? When you walk into the cider house, it's such a beautiful smell in here. It's alive again. This is like a museum piece. You wouldn't often go into a barn and find the stone, the press and everything all still intact, as it was when it was put here hundreds of years ago.
Look at him smiling.
I love it.
Grinning from ear to ear.
I love it.
Kate and Jim Bevan enjoying their country school near Abergavenny.